Hello, everyone. We are here again to worship the Lord while we are apart, but yet we are of one mind and one spirit. And again, Ingrid Bondi is going to play some piano selections. Today, we are focusing our attention not only on praying for our individual needs and our families and our situation and here at church, but we are reminded that our nation needs prayer, and each person in this country is in need of being remembered to the Lord in prayer for their health and safety and for the guidance of our leaders, that we would be godly in our actions and that we would seek His face in our decisions and in our words and in our everyday actions and deeds. And so we are remindful in Scripture, where we are instructed to come before the Lord always with thanksgiving, present all of our requests to Him with thankful hearts, with gratitude. And we come before Him today recognizing that sometimes we've had a lot of rights in this country and a lot of privileges that now we have not enjoyed in the past few weeks. And so first we would seek God's face by being thankful. And our first hymn, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come," may that be us. May we be coming before the Lord with thankful hearts. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and harp." "Let All Things Now Living" is a hymn that reminds us again that we need to be thankful to the Lord. "Let All Things Now Living," a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who still guides us unto the end of our days. Hear these words from Philippians 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our country was indeed founded on our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, respecting God our Father. The hymn, God of Our Fathers, is so brilliant in its wording, it can be offered as a prayer to the Lord. And I will read all four verses. God of Our Fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies, our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thy strong arm our ever sure defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine. And glory, laud, and praise be ever thine.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our faith, the defender that we rely on every day. Hear these words from Ephesians chapter 2. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and member of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. God has blessed our nation in so many ways. God has also created the beautiful landscape that we see around us, the woods, the rivers, the mountains, the ocean, the beach, and everything in between, the beautiful skies, the clouds, the sun, the moon, everything that he has made for us. He has made for us to enjoy, but he has also made for us to recognize his mighty hand, that he rules this world, and that he has created each thing. America the beautiful, hear these words from Psalm 99 that remind us that although we face turmoil and strife in this land, the Lord still reigns. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion, he is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name, he is holy. Next song, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, truly recognizes that we as Christians are not just fighting a battle in this world, but we are to stand for what is right in God's sight. Hear these words from Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. As we close our set today. The next song is a tribute to America, and it will include My Country, 'Tis of Thee and the Star-Spangled Banner. We are reminded as Christian citizens of this country that we are to pray. And Scripture assures us that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Hear these reassuring words that God offers us from Psalm chapter 33. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.